This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 10 to 12. It says there, "But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on the earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." He got up, took his mat, walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." End of quote. One day Jesus came to Capernaum, a northern seashore of the Sea of Galilee. People heard he is there at home, and a large number of people gathered. There was no room left inside the home, and outside the house was also packed that it was impossible to go through the door to go inside the house. People were listening to the word of God Jesus was preaching. Then came four men carrying a paralyzed man and brought him to Jesus for healing. They were so determined to bring him to Jesus because they knew that he can get healing from Jesus. We do not know for sure who took the first step. Maybe the man asked his friends to take him to Jesus. However, they all believed Jesus was able to heal this man. Therefore, four men climbed on the roof of the house, through the stairs on the side of the house, and made an opening in the ceiling above where Jesus was standing and preaching. They dug a hole through the stone tile roof and then lowered the paralytic man on his mat right in front of Jesus from the rooftop. Amazing, right? Here is the man right in front of Jesus while he was preaching inside the house. Bible says Jesus saw their faith. He did not get upset or angry because they dug a hole above him on the roof and brought him down. Instead, the first sentence said to the paralyzed man was, "Son, your sins are forgiven." End of quote. The friends brought the man to Jesus for his healing, not necessarily for the forgiveness of sins. However, Jesus, who sees the heart of all, saw the heart of the paralytic man and his urgent need for forgiveness of sins. You see, most probably, I think the man knew about his sins and may have thought his sins caused the paralytic disease. His heart may have been feeling guilty of his past sin all these years. Therefore, the one who sees the heart and understands what is there saw his need. In such a situation, it was a high necessity to forgive his sins first. If Jesus just gave him miraculous healing and sent home, it would not help this man. It would not help his guilty conscience for the rest of his life. He would still feel guilty and horrible all the rest of his life. Jesus knew he needed the forgiveness of sins. You see, Jesus knew our hearts and our thoughts. And he ministers to you so that you would be well as a whole person. Are you feeling guilty about the sin of your past? Do you have burdens from the past? Jesus would never point fingers at you and blame you for your past sins. Did he do this to this man? No. Jesus called lovingly and compassionately. He called, "Son." Moreover, the man heard what he needed to hear. He needed to hear that his sins were forgiven so that he could feel free from his guilty conscience. He heard it from the one who has the authority to forgive sins and free him from his guilty conscience. What a blessing. Beloved, did you go to Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins? Stay with me. I will give you a moment to do that today in a small prayer. Now, when Jesus said this, the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees, who were waiting for an occasion to discredit Jesus, they thought in their heart, "Who is this fellow? Who he thinks he is? Who can forgive sin but God alone?" Some self-made religious leaders possess this type of Pharisaical attitude even in today's circles, looking for an opportunity to discredit sincere workers and missionaries of the Lord. You see, Jesus knew the heart of the Pharisees as well and said to them, "Why are you thinking in your heart? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk'?" Pharisees always did the easy thing. They just talked good things, thought about themselves superior to others, sat in chief seats and offered public prayers, but could never prove or validate their teachings with an action. our today's Bible insight appears here. He said, I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sin. He said to the paralytic man, get up, take your mat and walk. He got up, took his mat, walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we have never seen something like this. The insight today, from today's insight, is this. Pharisees were right in their statement that only God can forgive sins. However, they failed to understand and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who has the authority to forgive sins. Secondly, as other incidents proves in the Bible, all sickness and infirmities are not caused by sin, but some are. Lord knows all the details and our hearts. Thirdly, the forgiveness of our sins is more important than just miraculous healing. Our sins are the primary issue in the sight of God. Bible says in Isaiah 59:2, it is your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and would not listen anymore. End of quote. You see, this is the reason why Jesus came to this world, to die in your place for your sins and make you free with no condemnation. Forgiveness of your sins make you free of your guilty conscience and grants you the freedom to love and serve God in this life. Besides, it gives us eternal life in heaven and the moment of your death. Since we do not know the day of our departure from here, please get connected to the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who can forgive your sins and grant you everlasting, eternal life in heaven when you close your eyes here on this earth. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who can forgive the sins of my life. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord today. Please save me, Lord. Thank you for hearing and answering my prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.